the state has seen an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases this week since Sunday. The testing blitz continues tomorrow, and now lawmakers are waiting to see when they will be called to the Capitol for a special session to deal with the fallout from the virus.
The state House wrapped up its work for this year's regular session yesterday, and as expected, lawmakers approved a bill to limit the liability of businesses, churches, and others in COVID-19-related lawsuits. That vote came along party lines, with Republicans in favor and Democrats opposed. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joins me to talk about what happened and what comes next. And Howie, I want to start with the House rules attorney who told members the bill might not actually be constitutional. What's the deal there?
Well, Arizona is one of a handful of states that has two specific constitutional amendments that say lawmakers may not limit the rights of individuals to sue for damages. Now, strictly speaking, the bill, by raising the standard from negligence to gross negligence, does not say you can't sue. But the point is that if you have people who are the victims of simple negligence, you know, somebody doing something stupid, but it doesn't rise to gross negligence, yet they're still damaged, you have effectively limited their right to sue. So his point was, some judge may look at this and say, you have abrogated, which is the word they use in the Constitution, that person's right to collect for damages, and therefore we're going to throw out the law.
Howie, any sense of whether or not the Senate might be willing or able to take this up?
Well, I think that there are Republicans in the Senate who are interested in the issue. I think that they'd like to provide some assurance to business that if they open up, that they will go ahead and give themselves some protection. Now, the interesting issue is whether they want the version that the House passed. They may want to put in something, for example, like the Democrats have suggested, that say, if you follow CDC recommendations, you get this additional protection. Now, here's where it gets real interesting. The House has basically adjourned. And the question is, if the Senate makes amendments, can the House come back and go ahead and consider those? But I do think there's a good chance they will take up that bill. I think they'll also take up a bill to provide $88 million for child care from federal money. There's a lot of interest in that. Now, of course, this also comes down to herding cats, and that's a lot of what the legislature's about.
Well, so let's talk about the idea of the Senate taking this up and what else they might do. With Monday being the holiday, Memorial Day, Tuesday would be the earliest the Senate presumably would come back. Have leaders given any indication of what their plan is in terms of coming back to take this up or give the House also permission to sine die?
Well, I talked to Senate President Karen Fan yesterday, and she said, look, Howie, this is a lot of moving parts. And until we have something settled, then I can go back to my members and say, what do you want to do? I mean, clearly, out of 30 senators, 24 of them voted to adjourn sine die earlier this month and said, we're out of here. We're done. But I do believe that she might be able to corral enough Republicans to say, let's at least take up these two bills. I don't think there's any interest in getting into anything else. I know that some of the House members would love to have some of their bills considered. But now we've got a bridge too far here. We're talking about reopening some very controversial issues. And I don't think they particularly want to do that. They're not interested in the kind of fights that occurred in the House, where the Republicans effectively tried to even keep Democrats from offering amendments or debating bills.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, the session that still goes on. Howie, as always, thanks. And I suspect we'll be talking to you again soon.
Oh, yes. The session that never ends, I think we should call it.